Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show's Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Niles.
I just hit the button and you started doing that. You did it really quickly. That's like the quickest intro ever. It was only like 6 seconds. So
that's what I want to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently you're the quickest at everything, according to some people.
Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.
So welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Last show today. My Bob and Matt.
Yeah. And so anyway, I was at Target recently.
Yeah.
And I was purchasing something and they wanted you like to fill out fill out information to get, like, some dollars off or something, whatever it was. And it was me and my son, and we were going to do a favor for my wife. And so I go, and I go, I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Was it an instant rebate at the register, or was it?
I don't know. It was something she told me, and I had to give them some information, and then, you know, they took money off, so.
Apparently, if you buy $10 worth of Kotex, you get a dollar back.
Yeah, apparently. There's some kind of deal going on.
I brought my son with me to help me fill out the form.
So, I'm like, this poor lady gets me and my son, and I'm like, so we get up, we get it ringed up. I'm like, we got this thing, you know. She's like, you know, giving me the, kind of like the squint eye, kind of like, okay. But I'm not quite sure, you know. So anyway, I finally get past that, and she gets on the screen, and she's putting in the info. And so I'm like, you know, Bob, my name's Bob, B-O-B, right? Lament. And she's like, how you spell that? And I'm like, no, you left out the M. Oh, wait. No, what, you left out the E. And she kept trying to spell my name and kept having to go back because she'd forget something. And she did this like 4 or 5 times.
What's your address?
Yeah, what's your address?
Oh, Christ.
And I'm like, yeah, and it's like my son's looking at me like, is this for real? You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
No, I need your social security.
Yeah,
card.
No, yeah. I'm like, and you know, and she does this like on every, and my son's like, you know, is this really happening? He's like looking around, he's looking at me, you know, and I'm like, you know, giving him the chill out, you know,
yeah,
the old hand gesture. You can't see it on the radio, but you know,
yeah,
hand gesture to chill out a little bit. So then we get done, and he's like, what's going on with this lady? Can't spell. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, she works at Target. What do you want? Right?
All right. Right, yeah.
And so, you know, he's like, he's so you know, wondering how anybody could be this poor at spelling. And I'm like, well, she works at Target.
All right.
It's not like your last name is that common. I mean, you know. But
how do you spell St. Louis?
How do you spell St. Louis? And he's like, oh, how can anybody? I'm like, buddy, come on. It's like, you know, it's not every day. Maybe she's nervous. I don't know.
What's the abbreviation for Missouri again?
Yeah, what is the postal Missouri? The postal code for Missouri is. So. But he's just incredulous about it. And so I tried to turn that into the, well, you know, you should go to college, son.
Yeah, there you go.
Because if you don't go to college, you'll end up working at Target and not being able to spell simple words.
Yeah.
So anyway, everything worked out okay, but he just seemed to be totally in shock that...
Oh.
You know, somebody could work the cash register but not actually know how to spell.
Oh, dear. I just hit the clear button. We're going to have to start
all over. All over again. Yeah. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like,
no.
Why are you so surprised? Come on, you know?
Yeah.
So I found it I was not fazed at all, but it seemed to bother him to no end, so. I'm like, it's not like you're going to be working at Target and going to the National Spelling Bee or something, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you're not going
to
be.
This woman was old enough to not be in school, you know, so. She's just working at Target.
Spell conundrum. Oh, hell. Oh, shit.
Oddly enough, that's my middle name, but that's...
conundrum.
So, yeah, that was part of the problem.
Yeah,
but I'm just like, well, it's an easy job. Well, they don't normally have to do this stuff, you know what I mean? It's a little odd anyway, but, you know. They just go boop, boop, boop. That's all they do.
They're giving weird questions. Have you traveled outside the United States in the last 3 months?
No. Okay. Have you got Zika or Zika?
You got... Uh-huh, okay. Yeah.
Have you had sex with a mosquito recently?
Oh, okay. when you went to the bathroom, which one did you want to go into and which one did you go into? This is Target. We're kind of getting
We're progressive, yeah. We're progressive.
We don't care, but we just want to...
We just want to know, you know, what kind of picture you want on your bathroom door.
Yeah. Where do you want your refund sent to,
you think?
Want it sent to the police station or your house?
Yeah.
Your house. Okay.
Just send it to Uncle Sam. I gotta owe taxes, so.
There will be tax on that dollar you're getting back, so.
Yeah. Just send it to the Illinois State Legislature.
Would you like the taxes withheld, or would you like them,
So yeah, it was just a weird situation that I didn't find all that weird, but my son seemed to be totally fascinated with this person's inability to spell anything.
Yeah, well maybe she was just having a bad day. Maybe she just forgot her glasses.
Maybe she's like got really fat fingers, I don't know.
I guess you can laugh at macular degeneration, young man, if you want. Maybe I find that funny.
Yeah, it's true. I guess so.
Yeah, she probably just found out.
She couldn't see. You're right. You know, she said, I'm not wearing glasses and I'm not getting contacts. And
probably, well, that's why she was squinting. Probably like, shit, I forgot my glasses.
No, yeah, it wasn't Velma.
Yeah.
My glasses.
Oh, shit. That was my penis. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I need my glasses now, don't I?
Oh, keep going. You're doing great. Just keep going. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
All
right. So, yeah, I don't, you know. It was interesting. I tried to turn it into a learning experience, but I don't think I was that successful, so.
Yeah. You with your ascot, your white sweater, and your...
That's
your
right, yeah. Come on, yeah. Shaggy. We got to get this to Daphne and Velma.
When did Fred turn into Seinfeld? Can you believe, what is the deal?
What's the deal with all these coupons? That's more Seinfeld. Come on.
Totally miscast. That movie was totally miscast. We should have had a Freddy as...
I don't want to solve a mystery.
Oh, jeez.
What if Jerry Seinfeld was Freddy?
Can you believe it?
Now, Daphne... You know, can we just be friends and do the other thing? What's the other thing, Freddy? Oh, you know. I can't really drive, so. Shaggy, you're going to have to drive the mystery machine. I can't really drive.
Oh, yeah, Freddy, you're right there.
I don't want to solve the mystery. No, Freddy was not.
Kramer could be Shaggy.
Yeah, Kramer could be... you've got a whole thing going here, don't you? So Daphne is Elaine, and Velma is George, and Jerry is Freddy.
Yeah.
So who's Scooby? Is that...
I would so love to miscast Larry David as Scooby. I don't know why.
Larry David as Scooby, okay.
I don't know. I could have Wayne Knight, maybe.
Yeah, they could do Newman as Scooby. Not quite. I don't think he quite has the persona.
I don't know. That would be a hard one. I don't know.
Maybe the dude who run the Pakistani restaurant or something could be Scooby.
Yeah.
Very, very bad man. Very bad man.
Like Wayne Knight could be like the bad guy. Mr. Dithers.
Mr. Dithers. Yeah. He wasn't a swamp ghost. It was Newman. Oh, Newman.
Right there, Newman. Right there.
That's right.
I'm out.
I'm out. There you go.
There you go.
So we recast Scooby-Doo as Seinfeld characters.
Why not? You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure there'll be something on the internet within days.
You laugh.
But I don't want to solve a mystery. Yeah. A
month or two later, I'm going to get this email. Like, I can't fucking believe it. Smiles, look at this article.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It happens every time. It's like, oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with you? Anything?
I had two things I wanted to talk about tonight, but I don't know.
I want to solve a mystery.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go, okay, so I'm running some errands. I'll go with the errands story, I guess.
All right, you run some errands, and this person cannot spell.
And I cannot spell. I'm trying to read what this tampons. What is this tampons?
Tampons.
Tampons. I don't even know what that is.
And the cast of Walking Dead was the Scooby Gang.
Ruh-roh Rombies.
Rombies.
Rombies. Ruh-roh.
So Daryl was Shaggy and Carl was Scooby.
Hey, man, we gotta get out of here. Ready?
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
And no, that's funny, actually. It'd be funny. And so I look across the street, and we have, like, this new Domino's, you know, has been set up.
Really? A new Domino's?
They've actually moved several times, and now it...
They've moved again. Okay.
They've moved probably is like their third move since I've lived here, probably at least.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been there a long time now, so.
They keep getting to like a better location, you know, they keep getting to the more, you know.
No, I don't know.
You know, meat of the city, you know, kind of got out of the hood and got more into the, you know, the nice, you know.
Okay.
Business district kind of, you know.
Gotcha. They're not in the whatever, the 11th district, now they're in the 1st district, is that the deal?
Something like that, yeah, you know, kind of, to put this in St. Louis terms, they're not in the county anymore, they're in the city, you know what I'm saying?
Something well, actually, it'd probably be better to go to the county.
Okay, so they're not in the county, okay, so they're not, anyway, right. No one knows what the hell we're talking about, but anyway, so I look across the street from where I was at, and I see there's a tent set up.
Tent? Uh-oh, free stuff.
And so I'm like, well, I see like a lot of people over there, but I thought, well, maybe it's face painting for kids or something. I didn't know what it was.
Well, you do have a bumper sticker on your vehicle that says, we'll stop for free stuff or blowjobs, so.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that is true. But so I thought, well, you know, if it's nothing, I just, you know, who cares? I'll go over there. You know.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
You have to check it out.
Do you have free balloons for the kids? Because I got several in the car here.
Well, puffs of helium, at least. I'm not leaving it here empty-handed, you know. So I said, okay, so no big deal. And I actually cut off someone trying to get into the parking lot. Get out of my
way. I'm getting a free slice.
That goddamn tent. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Park and so yes, it's like a grand opening thing going on. Like,
wow.
And there's this very nice, attractive young lady running it, and there's like, you know, like six dudes in the tent with this lady. I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, you know, why do they need like six dudes and a chick at this tent? I don't know. But
you got me. You're handing out pizza.
Eat pulled his tent. They're like, okay, hey, what's up? Yeah, what's up, mommy? You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, yeah, I want to give you a token here. Here's a token. Yeah.
What's the token for?
It's like, it looks like a poker chip. Like, oh, what's, you know, where do I stick this at? Wink, wink.
Where do I stick this?
She goes, anywhere you want to, cowboy.
Yeah.
She goes, you know, it's kind of like The Price is Right, that Plinko game.
The Plinko, gotcha, yeah.
And, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, oh, okay, right. And there's like these little tiny coupons at the bottom, so you're obviously going to win some kind of food or something. I'm like,
oh, that's nice.
But I really, it was like so small, my eyes are getting so bad now, you know, like, shit, I don't even know what it is. Like,
can't you just give me a slice of pizza?
Or a handy or something.
I pulled across traffic. I got out of the car. I got my scooter out. I got on my scooter. I got all the way over here, and you're going to give me a chip.
My hover around, you see? My hover around.
That's right.
And so I went like salad.
You won the new salad. They have commercials for that now.
Salad.
Domino's like, now has salad.
Actually, I have a son that actually loves salad now. He
does. Oh, really? Well, good for him. I had salad for lunch yesterday.
I occasionally have salad, yes.
I like not, salad.
Not as a rule, but I do have it.
I don't like to cut up everything, but I like the salad.
I don't like everything on salad, but
I only like, you know, like the dressing, so I just drink it right out of the bottle.
No, I did not do that, no. All right, so I won salad, and everyone's like, yay, the fat guy won salad, get it.
You get exactly what you need here at Domino's.
Everyone's like, thank God, man, that guy's like 3 hours away from a heart attack.
Yeah, you? Exactly. He's huffing and puffing, putting that Plinko chip up there.
And then, so they had like one of those new mini cars. I don't know, it was like a Mini Cooper, or whatever the hell they're driving now.
Oh, is it the Domino's DXP or whatever?
Yeah, with the heating thing inside.
Right, yeah, with the heated oven thing, yeah.
It's all opened up and stuff, and I'm checking it out. And,
did you get in? No!
No, they actually encouraged me to get into this little car.
There goes the springs.
You remember the old show Cannon? Yeah, it was like that. No one will know what this is.
You're going to roll out of the car.
There was an old show back in the 70s called Cannon, this big fat guy.
I need some help getting out of this sucker.
Yeah, I actually fed into it. I'm like, I'm not going to fit in. Like, oh, yeah, you are. You are going to fit. And I'm like, I don't. Well, okay.
You eat these salads, you'll fit right in there.
Like, they were not going to let me leave until I got in this car. I'm like, well, all right, I'll get in it.
Wow.
And, I got in it. And then I made the lady, like, take a selfie with me. I'm like, come here.
Oh, you're so terrible.
Yeah, it's all good. Like, keep your
she's
hands
like,
up
I didn't think he could get that fat arm out that far.
Keep your hands up high, sir. High, yeah, sir. Exactly. High. Too low.
You're going to have to move in a little closer. I haven't got a long reach.
Weren't you the guy in Porky's? The guy that actually owns the show?
You're going to have to...
It stands up for the selfie or against the lotion.
You're gonna have to push your face against mine.
Why don't you?
My jowl's taking up half the frame.
Why don't you just undo the first top two buttons too? While we're at it, okay.
Let's make this a sexy selfie.
Oh, my God. I'm going to knot up my T-shirt in the front a little bit.
There you go.
So, yeah, I actually made her do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm here. Get in.
Were you by yourself, or was anybody with you?
Yeah, I actually was.
Oh, my. That's even worse. You're so weird.
And, you know.
You're such a perv.
I know. Well, yeah, then also, like, one of the dudes shows up, and I'm like, oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, you want a selfie with me? Get out of here, Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I wasn't getting no selfie with the dude, man. I'm too weird.
You're like, snuggle up to me on the other side.
Yeah, you're getting the oven here, Hansel and Gretel. Let's go here.
You guys will be the barn doors and I'll be the horse.
Oh, I'm not sure what that means, but
I don't know either.
I'm not sure what that means, but
that's a weird one.
Yeah. You be the barn doors and I'll be the whore. Okay, anyway, okay, so that is really weird. I don't even be sure what that means. I'm
cracking myself up.
Yeah, I know. I just, that's just weird. I don't know what to say after that. I mean, what? I was going to go off the story. I don't know if I want to go on now. It's so weird.
All right, go ahead.
If you know what I mean, sir, we really don't know what
you mean. I don't know what it means.
Does that mean, sir, that we're the... Wait, what?
Go ahead.
No, you know, you're the, you know.
You got to keep this horse in the barn.
Wow.
So what's going on? What else? That, you got the picture.
And I posted it right away. You know,
of course.
Immediately, my wife and her new BFF, Mrs. Shapiro, immediately start jumping in on, you know, oh, look at what Miles is doing.
Well, you know where one of his hands was. It was holding the phone. Where was the other one?
That's so dumb. And, you know, I'm getting all these stupid, you know, like, okay, all right, you know. Oh, you being that, oh, you're like a marketer's wet dream. You stop for all that crap. Like, okay, fine. All right, I don't. In the meantime, the nice lady, you know, is like, you know, we're only today, mediums are like $3.99.
Oh, hey, well, you got to get three or four of those.
I got four. I went in, I got four, right?
You're like, I got a free salad, and I got 20. Give me all the pizza you can give me right here.
Yeah, I go, I'll take four. I actually gave one away to one of our friends, but...
Wow, you're Mr. Generosity.
Well, I mean, $3.99 was not a big deal, but... Wow. You know, anyway, so, to wrap this up, so, you know, after, you know, being razzed by these two, suddenly, all of a sudden, now Mrs. Shapiro, how long does that deal go for? I go, I don't know. Google it. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, I finally called her out. I go, wasn't this stupid and dumb like 5 minutes ago, and now all of a sudden...
Well, $3.99.
You're trying to shit on my deal, you know.
Well, now that you're talking $3.99, I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
That was. I got four. I brought them home. I ended up giving one away. I said, here, you know, you can have the sausage and dirt pizza because I kind of dropped it. That's yours, all right?
I'm keeping the pepperoni and schmeg, you know what I'm saying?
Pepperoni and schmeg.
Yeah, you're like, can you pull a little Bill Clinton on the pepperoni, you know what I'm saying? Little Lewinsky, can you Lewinsky my pepperoni a little bit there?
Blue Monica Lewinsky napkins, you're wiping your mouth.
You know, that's what I'm looking for there, so.
You
slice your own pepperoni here at this establishment, just asking.
Yeah, like people are blowing up my thing. Like, hey, Miles, you think you can get us a deal, too?
Yeah, can you get me $3.99 pizza?
Why don't you jump in your own car, hillbilly? Get over here. And buy it yourself. Not, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not
well, hey.
Andy. You know, I'm not bad Andy. I'm not going to load up some pizzas.
Yeah. Well, you should have bought the whole town. You should have just said, you know.
I don't know.
Open up the Miles Title bankroll and, you know.
You know, I didn't want to push my luck because, you know, I jumped in the car, which probably broke the suspension. I made the lady take a selfie, you know.
Yeah.
And I give the guy a hard time. I go, isn't it kind of dangerous to have, like, this big hot oven in a car? I mean, above the gas.
When you stopped, sir, all those pizzas come shooting up in your head, or what?
No, sir, this oven here heats up to 112 degrees Kelvin. And it is perfectly safe. No way that it would blow up the car, sir.
Is this a propane stove? What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. So this guy assured me there's no, it was all safe. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm a U.S. Inspector.
Sir, please, there's a better chance of you breaking the suspension on this car than this car blowing up from the oven.
Not only am I a boob inspector, I'm also an oven inspector.
And a horse's corral inspector.
That's right. Hey. Kenson, why don't you help me get on my scooter?
So I got on my hover round and I left. So.
Yeah. Woo! I need to get one of these for my hover round. How are you going to keep those four pizzas warm? I'll stick them under my boobs.
Put one under my chin. There we go. Enormous chin.
Yeah.
Other than my move.
You know how hot the average ball sack is? Hotter than your oven?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in about 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. You should have been a politician, I swear.
Good times.
You could still be a politician. You should run for office in your town.
No.
You'd be taking selfies with all the supporters.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
No. No.
Water district manager, Miles title.
No. No.
Yeah. I'm going to change the way we do things. I'm putting all our poop in the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And not just during the flood. All the time.
Oinks.
Don't want to do that, huh?
No.
A vote for Miles is a vote for... free pizza. Huh?
Pepperoni and schmagma.